For weeks now, we've reported on a tense series of confrontations between the government of Syria and the people in cities around that nation who are demanding the same sorts of democratic changes that have happened throughout the region and in North Africa. And there are protests planned in several cities across Syria today. Watching the situation in Syria is the BBC's Owen Bennett Jones, monitoring events from across the border in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. First of all, what's at stake today, Owen Bennett Jones?
Well, it's another of these days when the regime is waiting to see how significant the protests are against it. The government has tried to sort of forestall this, if you like, by announcing, first of all, a new government, the second one in 2 weeks, and also releasing many of the detainees. And there have been much harsher measures as well in recent days as they try both to make concessions and to make it clear that there will be, firm measures, detentions, torture, according to Human Rights Watch, for those who do go out and protest. So the government is obviously anxious about what's happening, and it is another test of how strong the opinion is for change.
And remind us, Owen Bennett Jones, as goes Syria, so goes Lebanon?
Well, no, but it will make a big difference here. I mean, obviously, the Syrians occupied this country for many, many years and do still have a large influence in Lebanon. So it is being watched very, very closely here. And people are wondering, you know, whether the regime can hang on. And if the regime does not hang on, what difference that would make for the degree of influence that Syria would want to have in Lebanon in the future. So, I mean, it would raise an awful lot of questions if there was a change of government or any significant political change in Syria for the Lebanese. But that's a long way ahead. And of course, the main issue here is for the Syrians themselves.
The competing issues for Syrian Americans who I speak to here, who look at Syria and say, on the one hand, the government's reputation for being viciously brutal and cracking down earlier rather than later is going to keep this from spiraling in the same way that the events transpired in Egypt, for instance. And the other big image that constrains Syria, people say, is the chaos that they witnessed in Iraq after the invasion in 2003. Those things seem to be shifting.
Well, I mean, are they shifting? You know, there is the big fact of modern Syrian politics is that in 1982, the father of the current president, so that's Bashar al-Assad, that's the current president, his father cracked down on an Islamist uprising in the city of Hama by killing thousands of people and, by many accounts, over 10,000 people. I mean, an extraordinarily vicious event. And that, of course, has coloured Syrian politics ever since. And people remember it, and they know that the stakes are very, very high. Now, the regime on this occasion hasn't done anything like that. It has killed a large number of people, according to activists, something like 200 people, but nothing on the scale that happened in 82. But you have to remember, that is what people are wondering about and thinking, is it going to end up like that? And that does make a difference to how this develops.
And, of course, there are young people in the streets who have no memory of 82, and that's driving things forward as well, correct?
Well, there are a lot of young people out in the streets, but I still think probably that big event is on everyone's political consciousness.
All right, Owen Bennett Jones from Beirut, taking a look at the events in Syria. Protests planned in several cities across Syria today. Human Rights Watch says Syrian security agents have responded brutally to some protesters. Question is, what will happen today? Owen Bennett Jones, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.